We are talking to Dr. Wakaruddin, Director General, Arakan Rohingya Union. Dr. Wakaruddin, welcome to our show.
Thank you very much. Glad to be with you.
About 1 million Rohingya refugees are currently in Bangladesh, essentially stranded in refugee camps. The government of Bangladesh and international community are giving their best efforts to help them. What are you doing here to help them? Please, can you tell us?
Yes, the Rohingya crisis is a very large crisis. It is a serious crisis, as we are doing a number of things from here, from the United States. First of all, we are working with U.S. State Department, U.S. Congress, and several organizations in Washington and New York for the advancement of the Rohingya cause, not only on the humanitarian side, but also the political side for the basic rights of Rohingya, ethnic minority of Myanmar. Actually, that is the root cause of the Rohingya crisis. Secondly, we are working with various agencies of the United Nations for the humanitarian support in refugee camps in Bangladesh, India, and some other countries. Additionally, the Rohingya in IDP camps in Rakhine State in Myanmar are also in dire need of humanitarian assistance. And we are trying to get much needed support for them through the international agencies. They have not received as much attention as the camps in Bangladesh, and we are reaching out to the UN and other organizations to increase the assistance in the IDP camps inside Rakhine State. But let's not forget, there are also displaced Rohingya families in various Rohingya villages in northern Rakhine State, near Maungdo Township, Butidaung Township, and Situi and other townships. It is causing a major problem for the communities, Rohingya communities, where they are taking shelters. People, or Rohingya families, are giving shelters to them. We are reaching out to the United Nations agencies and support groups and governments in several countries around the world for assistance to the displaced Rohingya inside Rakhine State. Another thing I want to say is, in order to garner adequate support for sustaining the assistance to refugees in Bangladesh and IDPs inside Rakhine State, we are extensively doing public awareness and outreach through community events in various parts of the U.S., including events at university campuses and colleges, interfaith events, Jewish communities, and also some social media activities like Facebook and Twitter and other things. And I want to say one more thing, which is sustaining the population through humanitarian support is very important. We understand that they need to be sustained through humanitarian support. Mm-hmm. But it is also critical that we need to get into the root cause of Rohingya crisis. The political solution is a must, and we are working with United Nations General Assembly, Human Rights Council, Security Council, U.S. and European governments, and the OIC for engagement with Myanmar government in order to find a political solution that guarantees the basic rights and citizenship of the Rohingya ethnic minority. Unless a political solution is found, the humanitarian assistance to the refugees cannot be sustained, and crisis is likely to end, crisis is not likely to end anytime soon. Finally, I want to say this. Government of Myanmar and the Bangladesh, government of Bangladesh has signed an agreement for safe and dignified return of the Rohingya refugees to their original homes. That was in late 2017. It is nearly 2 years now since the agreement was signed, but we are deeply disturbed by the lack of any action on repatriation to date until today. To date, nothing has happened. We call on the government of Myanmar, government of Bangladesh, United Nations UNHCR, UNDP, International Red Cross, Red Crescent, and others to jointly implement the repatriation process so the Rohingya can go back to their country to repatriate the process with utmost urgency. Losing one day is like losing a year, as children in the camps are growing with no education, proper nutrition, or other basic necessities. So these are the things we are working on internationally to advance the advocacy of Rohingya cause, and hopefully we can make some progress in this, and hopefully all these things can be done, then the situation can be resolved, the crisis can be resolved.
So as you mentioned, that political situation or a political cause, if you can taking care of, then refugee crisis would be...
I think so, because you see that the central reason for the refugee crisis is the political crisis. The Rohingya people are denied their citizenship. They have been taken away their citizenship and basic rights, and they have been forced out from their home state of Rakhine State. Once the Rohingya people can regain their rights, basic human rights, and their citizenship, and they can live peacefully with security in their homeland, and that there's no refugee crisis. Why people will need to leave? How they can drive up the people? So the political solution is the foundation of all the crisis surrounding Rohingya people. So that's why it is critical that to find a permanent solution to this crisis, a political solution is the best way to achieve it. Humanitarian assistance is very important, but these are cosmetic, basically. These are not going to provide permanent solution to this. That's why the political solution, granting their citizenship, reissuing their citizenship, is the most important. It's not something that citizenship is not something that they're asking. It's a new thing. They were citizens of Myanmar. They had the citizenship. They had the NRC cards. So these are something that they had. The government has taken that away from them. So governments need to give them back their rights and their citizenship.
Mr. Wakaruddin, as you know, that basic needs are housing, food, and health. They are not getting enough food or enough things to survive. So any kind of financial help you guys are providing to those people, any fundraising or anything you have done so far through your organization?
Our organizations have provided many, many help, but our organization, this is immense, a deep and wide crisis, Rohingya. Talking about taking care of 1.2 million refugees, more than that, actually, over 1.2 million refugees.
Right.
And our organization, like Arkan Rohingya Union, can provide support, only limited support to a level. So what we are doing is, in addition to what our support we are providing, in addition to our support, we are advocating, we are reaching out to governments, organizations throughout the world, facilitating the support to the Rohingya refugees by many, many organizations. If you go to the Cox's Bazar refugee camps, you will see a lot of international groups providing support to them directly. That's why we're helping them, And then we are advocating that we are going to different countries, asking them to go and help them out. Also in the United States, here in Washington, New York, we are asking them, and we are giving them means to get out there to help the people, refugees in the Cox's Bazar. But as I said earlier, more importantly, we have crisis inside Rakhine State. We have 140,000 IDPs in Sitwe area, in the camps inside Rakhine State, and they are not getting enough attention as they are those in Bangladesh camps. So we are reaching out to various agencies, UNHCR and Red Cross and Red Crescent, for the much-needed support in the IDP camps. And additionally, very few people know around the world know about this. Rohingya refugee IDPs, not only in the camps, but also there are, as I said earlier, there are over 50,000 people taking shelters in various Rohingya villages inside Rakhine State. They are not in camps. Their villages are giving them shelters. And it is becoming very hard for them to sustain the support these families are providing to displaced people in their villages. So they are not getting any help because they are not recognized by any international agencies or Myanmar governments. So they are getting local support from the community, and community is economically strained, and we need to mobilize support for those people who are taking shelter in the villages.
Dr. Wakaruddin, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much. It's my pleasure talking with you.
Thank you.